From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Today, conditions in New Orleans are improving. There's more security. Engineers are poised to start pumping water from flooded areas. Even so, many people still need supplies or to be evacuated. And the work of removing and identifying the dead has just begun. President Bush visited relief operations in Baton Rouge and Mississippi, and for the first time since the hurricane hit, many evacuees were trying to return to their homes to find out what is left. NPR's Greg Allen visited one group of residents in Jefferson Parish outside New Orleans.
The traffic jam began yesterday evening. Hundreds of people slept in their cars on Highway 90, waiting for their first chance to see what Katrina did to their homes. Jefferson Parish includes most of New Orleans' western suburbs. It has some affluent neighborhoods, especially up near Lake Pontchartrain. But much of it is like this area here in Metairie, just north of Interstate 10, a mixed neighborhood with some newer brick homes interspersed with some older wood frame construction. Katie Presido and her friend Alta Cassidy were there today checking on a three-story wood home that they share with Katie's father, Mike.
She's here. We left the cat. We didn't think it was going to be that bad.
Alta Cassidy first uses a screwdriver to remove the brackets they screwed on the doors before they evacuated last week. A little work, the keys, and eventually she gets the doors open. The first thing you notice is the smell, mildew, and cat.
Hey, Venus.
I might smell a little bit in here.
Yeah, there's some water and stuff.
You made it.
The rugs on the first floor are all soaking wet. Outside, the damage is even worse. Tree limbs are down, and nearly every bit of siding has been blown off of the house. They've been staying in Washington Parish with Cassidy's parents. Katie says they came back to check on the house, but mostly to pick up her cat.
We thought we were going to be gone for the week, and I was worried it would have flooded from what we were hearing on the news, and she wouldn't be able to eat. So we've been worried all week, but we couldn't do anything. I mean, we were kind of helpless. She probably used up 8 of her lives.
All over Cassidy and Presido's neighborhood, people are pulling in, getting out of their cars, and assessing Katrina's toll. It varies widely. Some houses like theirs have thousands of dollars of damage. Others, like Henry Pujol's, just across the street, were untouched.
Everything is fine, babe. Beautiful. Nothing except rotten food in all my refrigerators. That's the truth. Not even a scratch. Not a shingle off the roof. Not a shingle.
Pujol points to the spot on the porch where the water peaked, just an inch or two short of his front door. His son-in-law jokes that when they get back to Baton Rouge, where they've all been staying, they're immediately buying 100 lottery tickets.
All these people been here for years, all of them. They ain't going nowhere. We'll be right back.
There was flooding in this part of Jefferson Parish, especially near the lake, where some water came over the levee. But a week later, the water has mostly receded, leaving behind mud and mildew.
I've got blue mold, green mold, white mold. I'm sure I have some black in there somewhere. So I've got all the colors.
Gary Noonenmacher was shocked at what he found when he returned to his home today. It's a fairly new house, all brick construction, but the damage is far worse than he expected.
My chimney stack was ripped down completely. All the water poured through the chimney stack, and I've got mud and debris and who knows what else came in with the water. It's everything's disgusting. Refrigerators with no power, food rotting. I've got water sitting in the back full of algae. I've got earthworms in the house.
There's also a horrible smell. Rotting food, perhaps a dead animal somewhere. Noonenmacher and his son Gary are both wearing white paper face masks. Here in Jefferson Parish, recovery is already underway. Ruined carpeting and soggy drywall sits in piles outside houses, where people are working quickly to stop the spread of mildew and the dreaded black mold. Dale Socha relocated his wife and kids to Tampa and came back to his house pulling a trailer full of tools, gasoline, and a portable toilet. He's already yanked out his wet carpet and has bleached his floors, and he's getting ready to do the same at his in-law's house down the street. Hurricane Katrina is a tragedy that claimed untold lives, one which is still unfolding, especially in Orleans and St. Bernard parishes, where search and rescue operations are still underway. But here in Jefferson Parish, Dale Socha views Katrina also as an opportunity.
You know, they can't say that there's not work here. All you got, if you got a backbone, I'm telling you, there's more than enough work. I'm going to put a crew together to go around the neighborhood and stuff like that and, go do some rip-outs.
Residents returning today are expected to be back just temporarily. There to take care of loose ends and get just enough information to file their insurance claims. But in some parts of the parish, there's at least the beginnings of a return to normal. The power is back on, a gas station or two is open, and a Domino's Pizza restaurant is open for business. Greg Allen, NPR News, New Orleans.